The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back with you, second hour of the National Intel Report on this 13th day of March 2018. And I've got somebody with me here that does a program on this network on Saturdays at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, In Defense of Humanity with Al Whitney. Hi, Al.
Hi, John.
How is you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you?
Fair to middling, mostly good, with a good Texas tailwind. I just might make it.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah. We were talking earlier today. Have you ever noticed when you call me that you're on the air the same day? Did you ever notice that?
Yeah, I've started to see that trend, so I'm going to think a lot more, you know, about when I want to call you.
Yeah, she calls me today and wakes me up, and she says, oh, I'm sorry, do you want me to call back? And I go, what for? I'm awake now. I have an unusual schedule. I'm about 5 hours off of what people would consider to be a normal schedule. And my day is always 5 hours later than anybody else's. So, yeah, at any rate, vaccinations.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. I've been turning this over in my mind since I talked to you this morning. And this is really an in-your-face mandatory vaccinations. And you're going to talk more about that. But, you know, we had national health care that the government figured that they mandated everybody got health insurance. And then we saw the aftermath of that. We saw the very people that crafted that bill and put the language in there, the insurance companies themselves. And it was all sold to the American people. Oh, well, you get cheaper insurance and everything will be just fine. Well, exactly the opposite happened. But the point is that the government mandating health insurance, and now they've come back around and they're mandating vaccines. Where are we at with this?
Well, apparently they started a program in 2010, which is about when Obamacare went through, called Healthy People 2020. And I had not heard about it until Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talked about it in an interview. And I went and looked it up and I went, holy moly. And she's absolutely right. 2020, folks, that's only 2 years away. And the Fed, in their infinite wisdom, decided that they have this program, and anybody can go online and look it up, called Healthy People 2020. And the government wants to move in a lot more into what kind of health care we get. And they are attempting to get everybody fully vaccinated by 2020, or at least 95% of the population. So they're moving beyond.
Did we just lose her? There you go. You're back.
Oh, okay. So anyway, they're moving beyond just the childhood vaccination schedule, which in and of itself is outrageous. Now they want the adults to be fully vaccinated. And they're setting up a system to track, they call it vaccine compliance. There's an interesting article. I put it on my website. People might not realize I have two websites. One is anticorruptionsociety.com, and the other one is parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. And that website, I put up this article. It titled, "The CDC is Developing a Nationwide Medical Police State Program." This article came out on February 8th, 2018, written by Lance Johnson, and it was posted on Natural News. And he did a good job. It's actually quite frightening. The CDC has set up a new program, again, to further their goals for Healthy People 2020, called Immunization Information Systems. Okay? It's about a data collection system that monitors and tracks vaccine compliance. And I'll read you just a short couple of sentences from this. The data is collected automatically. There is no consent. The database tracks your personal and family health decisions, even when you say no to a vaccine. The database will identify areas of under-vaccination and track citizens who are not in compliance with the current childhood and adult vaccine schedules. According to their 2013-2017 functional standards, the IIS requires the following information in their database: patient name, birth date, sex, race, ethnicity, birth order, birth date, mother's name, vaccine type, vaccine manufacturer, vaccination date, and vaccination lot number. So they have started a registry where they're going to track everyone, basically. And my concern is, I'm pretty sure that this is going to coincide, and I think I was on your show when I talked about the Real ID Act, which has been implemented in Ohio. And I did discover when my driver's license got lost and I didn't have one that I couldn't cash a check at the bank. I couldn't get anything notarized. And my husband, when he tried to see a doctor, when he forgot his driver's license and left it home, they would not see him. So we're talking about this Real ID being used for pretty much everything. I think that it's pretty safe to assume they're probably going to try to put these databases together. And it's possible in the not too distant future, if you don't have, if you're not vaccine compliant, that there may, you may have a trouble getting a driver's license. So I'm trying to get ready for that possibility. Myself and the people that I work with, we see this, you know, we'd like to get ahead of one of these problems, John, instead of always playing catch up and defining the program after it's been inflicted on us. It'd be nice to get ahead of something and say, okay, if this is going to happen, do we have a plan? I mean, generally, that's how most of us would like to live our life, kind of. You know, we buy car insurance, and some people buy life insurance, and, you know, some people have a little extra food stored. This is kind of being cautious. So I worked with a bunch of people, and we came up with a guide, and it's called Overcoming Vaccine Mania 2018. And you can see that guide on Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines. If you go to the tab at the top, it says Overcoming Vaccine Mania.
The tab at the top of which website?
Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines.
Thank you.
Yep. And you can see this guide. It's 35 pages. The first half of the guide that we put together kind of explains the vaccination agenda. If you don't know anything about vaccines and vaccinations and you're not aware of the dishonesty that both the government and the medical profession has been dumping on us all, the lack of real truth about the problems with vaccines, if you're not familiar with that, the first section of this guide talks about that, tells the truth about Big Pharma. We have a section on Big Pharma Exposed, a section on the Centers for Disease Control exposed. And those are the two primary engines that are pushing this whole vaccination Healthy People 2020 program is Big Pharma and the CDC. So the first section talks about what vaccines are and what they're not. What is the agenda? Who's behind the agenda? And then the second section is all about what can we do about it. It's about mandatory vaccinations and opt-outs. Because these mandatory vaccinations, John, they're showing up everywhere. Anyone who was in the military now is starting to realize that they were given all kinds of vaccinations. The men I've talked to who've been in the military have admitted that they were never told what they were. In fact, I even got an email from a mother whose son, adult son, was sick, and she wanted to know what vaccines he'd been exposed to during the military, and she could not find out. So we've got all these people entering the military who are getting vaccinated with Lord knows what, because they're not told, nor can they find out. Now we have hospital employees, even people who work in the business office in hospitals are required to have flu shots. The number of vaccines some colleges are requiring for students to be admitted into the college has increased. You hear on TV now they want everyone who's over a certain age to get a shingles vaccine, right, or a hep C. Did you hear that one? Oh, we could all have hep C and we don't know it, so we better rush in and be tested.
Yeah, I just had Don Wiskin on, and was talking about a neighbor that, well, you can take a drug that gets rid of your hep C, but it's $75,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh. You know, and I just want people to realize something, that, you know, they're crashing the gates of privacy. Fourth Amendment, for you to be secure in your property and all that stuff, and if they come a-knocking, they've got to have due process, paperwork, and the bona fides, everything lined up. Well, just on the intrusion level of all this, even homeschoolers, Al,
yes,
they're under attack. And in Maryland, and this is under the guise of preventing child abuse. Now, here's the thinking, that the state can monitor your children by them going to a public school. And right, they can tell if Susie shows up with lacerations on her, or Bobby shows up with a black eye or busted arm or whatever. Well, they did this under the guise of preventing child abuse. So homeschoolers, there's Bill HB 1798, the County Board of Education, Home Instruction Program, Observation and Instruction and Reporting of Abuse and Neglect. If you homeschool, this is what you can expect. According to the bill's text, it will establish grounds for parents to essentially register with the state and be subject to some of the same constraints as the public education system, but that's only the start of this. The bill also lays out the framework of involuntary home inspections, which state agents will enter a family's home multiple times a year, likely unannounced, and observe and inspect the homeschooling process. And anything that they walk in and see, of course, are going to be running to the people with badges on, the administrative state, to tattletale on you or whatever the case may be. Now, does this make any sense? Does it sound, if somebody is homeschooling, that these people are going to be abusing, physically abusing their children?
Here's the other thing, and I'd like listeners to really pay attention to that. If you register to be a homeschooling parent, pay attention to that word, register.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you sign an agreement to abide by whatever the rules they want to make for homeschooling. Do not register to be a homeschooling parent. How many ways can I say that? Do not register.
Because what you're basically doing there is creating a contract between you and the state.
Yes.
And you're giving up your rights to allow them to come in and inspect and detect and to do all sorts of, you know, Al, people have described experiences, if by whatever means, a couple of cops show up at your front door. They just want to come in and talk with you. Well, while one's talking with you, distracting you, the other one's walking around, looking in other rooms to find something that they might be able to charge you with. You know, that sort of a deal. So, you know, if we're hearing about home delivery people or UPS drivers or people that work for the city that are in the water department or whatever the case may be, we've had reports of these people walking into homes, seeing guns, and then turning around and reporting it to authorities. And before you know it, you got cops on your front doorstep going, is there a problem here? Well, yeah. No. Your insurance company, this came to light. I do believe it was Allstate. Don't hold me to that. There are several insurance companies out there. But if you were a reloader, and this was more than 10 years ago, if you were a reloader, they would cancel your home insurance. Not because you reloading might cause an explosion and blow your house up or burn it down. They just didn't think it was a good idea for you to be a reloader and to be an active shooter, so they would cancel your policy. This intrusion, you know, the castle doctrine here, folks, that is your immutable, do not touch, keep your hands off my itty-bitty. That is your domicile. That is the place that you live. That's why property rights are so important, because it limits what the government can do. That's your castle. Unless you're planning to overthrow me, king whoever you think you are, I'm king of this realm. Stay out of here.
Well, and when it comes to agencies and employees of agencies, including the people who will go around and claim to be protecting the elderly, as well as the Child Protective Service, if they come knocking on your door, I advise people to be prepared, because if you go to anticorruptionsociety.com and you look at the tabs at the top, one says Lawfully Yours. Lawfully Yours is another guide, and in it we have something called a public servant questionnaire. People might be smart as this surveillance system increases and this intrusion into our homes increase to print out a couple copies and have it by your door. If they come to your door and you let them in, believe it or not, folks, you have contracted with them by the mere act of letting them in. So instead of letting them in, you smile sweetly and you hand them the questionnaire and say, well, great, but I need a little more information. Fill this out and we'll go from there. Well, that'll stop them right there, because that questionnaire asks them very specific questions about what is their name, who are they, who is their boss, what statute or code authorizes them to do what they're doing, what's the name of it, what's the number, what's the effective date. And then it says, do you have any evidence that I have contracted to abide by this statute or code? If so, please fill this out. In other words, they come to the door, you hand them something that is going to make them accountable. And that's the one thing they can't stand. They want you just to presume they have the authority to do what they're doing. And as you know, we're all victims of a horrific public education system that was nothing more than indoctrination. And we need to kind of wake up and put a smile on our face and start asking them questions. By what authority are you here again? Yeah. What is your name? What is your supervisor's name? Where is your office? You wouldn't let a stranger come into your house and who says, you know, I'm from out of town. I'd like to see your house. You don't just open up your door and let him in. Why in the name of gosh are we letting in these public service employees who are not generally there for our best interest?
Well,
right?
And people understood when the phrase was created, know your rights, use them or lose them. And,
right.
But they don't understand the process of which the state uses to gain control or interfere and invade your very home. They don't realize that they're very sneaky about this. But what
right.
you've just done is jam that questionnaire in their face and go, okay, show me where I've contracted. Show me where you've got the authority to be here making demands of me.
Yes.
And they'll scratch their head and walk away. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We're back. Mike in Chicago. We got a call here. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm listening to your show, and brought to mind what happened to me. Somebody called the police on me. Somebody next door that I was having a tough time with, a woman, and these two officers came to the door, and I let them in. I mean, you know, I just did. And then, okay, so we're standing in my living room, and one of them goes, we know everything about you, and we know that you got a record. And I looked at them and I said, listen, I don't have a record. I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, oh, you're going to pull that crap on us? Or you know what I mean, like that? And he says, I'm not pulling anything on anybody. I never did anything wrong, and I don't know what you're talking about. And then you know what the two of them said? They said, if we get called back here, we're going to break your door down and blankety-blank you. And I was just silent after that, you know? And I told my dad what happened, and he's like, he said, man, I wish you could have got recorded that. You know, and got that on tape. What they said they were going to do to you. You know, in other words, you know, we're not coming back here again, and putting up with nothing. And we're going to go outside of our jurisdiction and take matters into our own hands. And it really frightened the. I'll never forget it. And, yeah. And I was just listening to what the lady, your guest, was saying, and it was like reminding me of it. You know, and I'm not going to answer the door anymore. I mean, I'm good now. I live in my own house now, and everybody wants to take your weapons away. Well, what if somebody breaks my door down? I want my Second Amendment that was given to me to protect myself, you
and
know?
And it might very well be the two cops that threatened you.
But,
you
know,
Mike, what I would have, Mike, what I would have said to him, I would have looked at him and go, oh, I've got a record. Are you guys even sure you're right at the right address? Because you've showed up and killed people and you were there and you had the wrong address. So, excuse me, there's the door. You know what really bothers them? And people have done this before. They find these cops in their house and they don't want to leave. And you say, excuse me, I'm going to make a phone call to my attorney. And at that point in time, they'll look at each other, and unless they really got something they can slam dunk you on and not get in trouble for, they're out of there. They're out of there. Mike, I appreciate you relaying that story. It is scary, especially when they're standing in your own home threatening you. And these are the guys that have forced continuum to a conversation up to including pulling out their service weapon and turning your head into human confetti. Al, I've got Tom in Philadelphia calling in. We've been doing a program here. Have you heard about it? It's called IWantFreePower.com?
No.
Oh, well, Tom.
Hello there, Johnny.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not in real good shape, but after listening to your show yesterday, I just felt I had a call and try to urge everyone, please get involved. This thing won't cost you a penny. It'll save you money, and it'll help keep John on the air. Anyone from Maine to Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Texas, Alberta, Canada, and even Japan, we need you as a customer. We're almost to the point where John will start getting free electricity for the network. We're just short a few customers, so really need everybody in the, especially the eastern, northeastern seaboard. Go to IWantFreePower.com, send me a message with your phone number, and it would help if you sent your zip code along with it, and that way I can have everything ready when I call you. But we got to get this done. I don't want RBN going off the air, please, okay? I've made a personal investment in RBN myself just for some of the things I've done for them, and I don't want that to go to waste, and I don't want everything that everyone else has done to go to waste either. So let's hopefully you guys can light up the email again and let's get this thing going for John.
Well, and what a lot of people did is they did not include their phone number and you emailed them back and you didn't get a response. Now,
no, I got quite a few. The problem is that so a bunch of them were in states that we don't have coverage service yet. Even though that didn't stop Jimmy Boy in Missouri, because he went out and not only signed up as a consultant, but he went and found other consultants and a customer, too, in his first 24 hours. So he's on his way to a successful part-time job.
Well,
and everybody else out there can do the same, and you'll be benefiting RBN tremendously.
Well, and it's the person's choice. If they just want to have free power, sign up, how many people? 12 people? 13 people?
15
people. If you get 15 people 15. To join you in, you in your endeavors, IWantFreePower.com, that's fine. How much money are you going to save during the year? We have peaks and cycles, unless you got electric heat, usually gas or oil during the wintertime, which is probably killing you. But the summertime, air conditioners running, whatever the case may be. You guys know the spike in the charges out there. So how much money, think about this, how much money do you spend in a year just for electricity? You can have it free, or you could take it beyond that point, become a consultant, and actually start making money off of this. Wow. Again, that website, IWantFreePower.com, make sure you put your phone number, your name, your email, your message, and your phone number in there. Hit send. Tom will get back to you. Tom, thank you for this project. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, have a good day.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You, Al, you mentioned Mike Adams, Natural News. You know, he's going after YouTube for pulling off his 1,700 videos that he had on his channel.
Wow.
And he's going after him, and more people should be doing this. Just amazing. Now, the vaccines and all of that, but we talked about another subject as well. Now, exemption from these vaccinations, we used to be able to do that based on religious exemption or whatever the case may be, but they're really not paying attention to that anymore. But there's some other things going on as well. Now, nobody wants to take the responsibility. You mentioned the year 2011. Now, since 2011, some changes have been made. Right. That if you suffer damage from one of these vaccinations, and we have seen what has happened with the child vaccine and the outrageous escalation of what happens to your children, I mean, liability that can literally cost you millions and millions of dollars, your kid starts to go a little bit funky, they fall into disrepair, their health goes down the toilet, and because of these child vaccines. But Ford Motor Company, I mentioned this last hour, I used the Pinto example, that Ford got its butt sued off of a flaw, a design in their car. Not that the car was that great to begin with, but it was a rolling bomb. hit high enough impact, a rear-end impact, you went up like a Molotov cocktail. Now, Ford paid off their lawsuits and stopped producing the vehicle. But the point is, they were liable. Okay. Right. But a change was made in 2011 that let them off the hook.
Yes. It was a Supreme Court decision called Brusewitz versus Wyeth. And the Supreme Court looked at this issue about whether or not Big Pharma could be exempt from all liability. Initially, they gave them an exemption. I think it was in 1985 or 1986. Except if there was some contamination or real problem with the vaccine, okay, then they were going to be held liable. Well, in 2011, the Supreme Court said, well, since vaccines can't be made 100% safe, we're going to exempt them from all causes of harm or injury. So basically, now you have a product that is not warranted by the company that makes it. It's not warranted as either safe or effective. That's what happens when you take all liability away from a corporation that's producing a product. They no longer warrant their product at all. They don't have to because they're no longer liable. No matter what is in that product, you cannot sue that company or the harm or injury that product causes.
Now, isn't this timely because we've pretty much proven that autism is the direct result of these multiple, I mean, how many vaccinations, 30 different vaccines that they want your child shot up with?
I looked at in fact, it's in the Overcoming Vaccine Mania guide, which is free. You can just click on that and download it. I gave a copy of the immunization schedule. There are 7 different vaccines at age 2 months, John. 2 months. Now, that means that little baby is getting vaccinated for 7 different types of illnesses at one time. The baby's immune system hasn't hardly started to function, and they're zapping that infant with 7 different disease strains at one time. I mean, it's outrageous. When you look at that schedule, I think the listeners may understand that I am married to a physician. He's retired. He was in family practice for many years. I showed him that schedule because he has not seen pediatric patients, gosh, since the early 90s, I think. So he was unfamiliar with what the current schedule was, and he just could not believe it. He said, that is outrageous. And then they go back at 4 months and 6 months. And 6 months they get a flu shot. Then they're expected to have a flu shot every year. It is absolutely outrageous what they're doing with the vaccine schedule. I can't believe any children can stay healthy when they're subjected to that.
Well, here's another one for you. Facing budget cuts, the infectious disease industry prepares for a communicable disease that doesn't yet exist.
There you go.
Now, lo and behold, just after the infectious disease experts said in a news report that the world needs to prepare for the next deadly flu pandemic that is predicted to kill 200 million people, and that the infectious disease industry needs an additional $7.5 billion to prevent such an occurrence.
Oh my God.
The World Health Organization, which includes its 2018 list of disease priority, Disease X, nobody can tell you what Disease X is or what it will become because it's the future plan unknown infectious disease. The WHO says it must begin prepare for it. Now, this is how the World Health Organization describes it. This is what they actually say. Disease X represents the knowledge that a serious international epidemic could be caused by a pathogen currently unknown to human cause human disease, and so the R&D blueprint explicitly seeks to enable cross-cutting research and development preparedness that is also relevant for an unknown disease X as far as possible. Now, this is what the Daily Mirror said. says, unlike the other pathogens, it's not known what causes disease X or how doctors could try to treat it. Now, the Mirror goes on to say that disease X could even be man-made rather than a fluke of nature, and we will have another pandemic. That's what's unpredictable is the severity of it. Now, there is no disease X except in the minds of those practicing scare tactics and sci-fi moves.
Yes, that's right.
And I do not believe the disease X is also known by several other names, liberalism and socialism. Both of them have been the cause of millions of deaths and could end civilization as we know it. You know, but here again, we go with the World Health Organization, that the purveyors of medical fear porn, let's put it, right. They're preparing for the next pandemic that could kill 200 million. How many claims have these clowns made in the last couple of decades that absolutely were not true? But here again, it's the threat of the disease that we need to come up with these vaccinations. And, well, guess who's buying into this? And now the states are making this mandatory. Keep your hands off of me.
Right.
And
people need to understand that. And they also need to understand the World Health Organization. There is an international group. It's called Gavi. That is attempting to get everybody on the planet vaccinated. And it's a public-private partnership, okay? So is the CDC, a public-private partnership. I don't know if you've talked about this, John, but what we used to call conflicts of interest, which would be the CDC, the government agency, sharing money with Big Pharma. Now, you and I would have called that a conflict of interest, right?
At the very least.
Okay. They've got lipstick on that pig, and it's now called a public-private partnership. And we're supposed to believe, isn't this nice? They have a common goal. So the private corporation that's profiteering is working with the government agency that's supposed to be looking out for the population, and they're working together. Now, let me see. What is Big Pharma's goal? Profit. Period.
And this public-private partnership that we've heard about so many times, in my dictionary, that's called fascism.
Yes. I mean, you're putting lipstick on a pig. You've got the profiteers. Some people used to call it externalization because the corporations would find a way to get government to pay a big chunk of their costs. Right, the taxpayers would pay a big chunk of the cost, externalize the cost, and then the corporation would take in the profit. That's another term, externalization. But this is being sold everywhere. I don't know how much you've heard about it. The CDC brags about this public-private partnership. So does the Global Vaccine Alliance brag about it. All these institutions brag about it. During the H1N1 pandemic, we got a postcard in the mail where the public health people were working with these drug companies to set up they had a vaccination alliance. They like to use that word. There's another word for lipstick on a pig, an alliance. And my husband looked at that and he said, this is a conflict of interest. We've got public health people working with the drug companies to push drugs. So he called them up. I couldn't believe he did that. And he talked to this public health nurse, and he said, well, this is a conflict of interest. And she said, what do you mean? And he said, well, the drug companies are at the table when you guys make plans, and they're there to get profit. She said, well, we have a common goal. We're working as partners.
Uh-huh.
So she had been so indoctrinated into this new business model that she could no longer see what you and I can readily see. Is that this is not a partnership. This is conflict of interest. They don't even know the term anymore. They've all been indoctrinated. And whenever you hear that term, public-private partnership, what you've got is big-time conflict of interest.
I could come up with a few more choice words than that, but yeah.
Well, the whole mandatory vaccine issue, from where I sit in my little chair, has two elephants in the room. One is the liability, and hardly any of the nonprofits are pushing that. And in our Overcoming Vaccine Mania guide, we push that on the vaccination notice. The liability issue is the big elephant in the room. You get Guillain-Barré, you're paralyzed for the rest of your life. Who's going to pay to take care of you, right? Your child gets autism, who's going to pay to take care of that child? It's the liability. Once they got out from under the liability, you're the one, the hot potato is in your lap. You take the vaccine, you get permanently injured, you have to pay.
You know,
your family has to pay.
And that's bad enough as it is, but they won't even allow you the ability to say no. That's the idea behind mandatory vaccines. It's a public health issue. And you know, we're talking about communicable diseases and the like. Well, you don't want to be responsible for infecting somebody else because you were cold-hearted enough not to take that vaccine. You were basically a typhoid Mary. You might not have gotten sick, but you passed that on and you killed somebody.
So if you look at the vaccination notice, and we have three of them in that guide, we have one that was written for physicians and hospitals or hospitals. We have one that is written for employers or deans. Okay. And we have a third one. I'm trying to think who that was written for. In that notice, we say very clearly the truth. It states the truth about the bad science. So when they get that notice, that's going to go right to their lawyer. They have no choice. They don't have any other way of dealing with it. This notice could help educate everybody in that system who's currently believing all the lies that are being told to them about the safety and effectiveness of vaccines. We have documented the most reliable sources for good information that raises a question mark big time. And we added in that notice the disease Guillain-Barré. Okay, so using that notice does several things. One is it says, I will comply if you'll take the liability. Well, you and I talked about that. They're never going to take the liability. Their insurance company would never let them sign a document accepting liability for harm or injury. That just couldn't happen, ever. So they're not going to take the liability. But we're not refusing their request. We're saying, well, we'll do what you say. Here's the reason we're hesitant. We believe that it's risky, so you give us reassurance that workman's comp or something will cover these costs, and we will take your vaccine, knowing full well that they won't do it. But now they can no longer accuse the employee or the parent of being non-compliant because we have demonstrated that we can be compliant. We're just asking that they take the liability. Thank you so much.
Well, and Al, let me take this a step further. I mean, that will probably work, forcing them to take the liability of their Frankenstein stuff. But again, let me go back to my Ford Pinto example. You know, Ford Motor Company wants to start producing the Pinto. It's a cheap car to produce. You know, we make profit off it. The customer benefits because they can buy a cheap car. But, you know, we didn't make any design changes. So am I going to get Ford Motor Company to give me a waiver and take responsibility if their brand new reintroduced old car on the market blows up and turns me into a crispy critter? Okay, well, just as long as you guys take care of my medical bills, I don't want to go through the pain and suffering. I don't want to go through the chance of cooking to death, being turned into medium rare corpus delicti, with the assurance that if I do survive it and I'm disfigured and maimed and all that other stuff, that you'll pick up my medical bills.
Well, if you ask any nurse, any professional, any doctor, doesn't matter what their field, if you ask any one of them, would they ever sign a document accepting the liability for harm that any of their treatment causes? 100% will say no. We have to have faith in this, John. We have to understand that they are so terrified of malpractice suits, that they have been intentionally terrified of malpractice suits, that they are afraid to vary from any of the guidelines for fear they'll get sued. If a doctor signed a document saying, I'll take the liability, his malpractice insurance would be canceled. So he will not ever do that, nor will the hospital. But they might, we believe, they might accept you from the requirement. That's what we're hoping. And we will certainly educate a lot of lawyers with this strategy.
Well, Fortune magazine published a report that says the flu virus this year is killing up to 4,000 Americans a week. Did you know that? Al, you better run out and get your vaccine, man.
We talked about that. My husband said it's not true.
No kidding. The CDC even admitted there were only 17 deaths associated with flu during that period.
That's the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
There has been scientific extortion going on. Do you recall, Al, the 2009 flu pandemic?
Oh, yeah.
That supposedly began in a small, remote town in Mexico where
yes.
It said the flu virus jumped from pigs to humans. Well, yes. In tracking that conjured up pandemic, it was correlated with the announcement of a new vaccine factory that was established by France and Mexico. And just so happens the president of France visited there, and there's nothing like a good pandemic to get things started. And, you know,
That's unbelievable. I'd like to read you, John, a little quote from that article. The flu is killing up to 4,000 Americans a week.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of garbage that they feed us. This is a quote. There were 41,414 deaths in the U.S. during the third week of 2018, the most recent data available, and 4,064 were from pneumonia or influenza. Did you notice what they threw in there, John?
Influenza? And pneumonia?
Oh. Pneumonia, oh my. So the title of the article is it's flu, but then when you read down here, oh no, it's flu and pneumonia. And then you want to say, well, how many of those people were really sick anyway? I mean, how many of them were like 80% dead anyway? Yeah. We don't know. Of course, we're not going to talk about that.
But how many? 44,000?
I mean, and they call it, here's this, the levels of influenza-like illness. That's what they're recording. This strange condition called influenza-like illness. And that's the figure that they record for the flu. They have no proof these people had the flu. That was exposed by CBS reporter Cheryl Atkinson in 2009. There were no figures to support any of the garbage they were feeding us about that pandemic.
But you know where these various TV networks and news services get a large chunk of their advertising budget?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. So she got in trouble for that.
Oh, I bet she did. I bet she did. Well, Al, I appreciate you jumping on the show with me today.
Well, thanks, John.
Your program is on Saturday nights. And your time, Eastern Standard, that's 8 to 10, and Central Time, In Defense of Humanity with Al Whitney, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thanks.
Keep doing it, my dear friend. Keep doing it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it so much.
Okay, good night.
All right, take care. Man. Mm-mm-mm. Fred in Michigan. Fred, I got about a minute.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Great broadcast. They've been doing that for as long as I can remember, combining the flu mortality with the pneumonia mortality. It's a scam. The Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, I believe, John, is probably a for-profit corporation. They own patents on pathogens.
Mm-hmm.
They directed the exhumation of Spanish flu corpses from Alaska, what, about 7 years ago? I'm sure they probably are working on weaponizing that pathogen. I met a guy locally, John, whose child died at 1 year of age, and he confided that the child was fully vaccinated but died of cystic fibrosis.
Wow. Hey, Fred, I appreciate it. I was hoping I'd get to it earlier, but I appreciate you calling in. Thank
you.
Okay,
John.
All right. Folks, support this network. Our job, our task is heavy. Many hands make for light work. Make a donation to this network. Keep the cause going, because you can handle the truth, and we'll be there every day to deliver it. Support us.
Being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.